Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an Agricultural Outlook meeting on Thursday, August 17th at 7 p.m. at the Decatur Conference Center in Decatur, Illinois, with U of I head basketball coach Bruce Weber. Outlook meetings will also be held on August 19th in West Lafayette, Indiana, and on August 21st at 5 p.m. in Logansport, Indiana. More details at 866-837-9027.
It's 8:50, and joining us now for the pre-opening commodity market reports is Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Monday afternoon, USDA reported U.S. corn ratings at 57% good to excellent, unchanged from the previous week. A year ago, corn was rated 51% good to excellent. Illinois came in at 69% this week. That's 1% lower than last week. Indiana, 72%, a 4% improvement. Soybean ratings came in at 56% good to excellent, a 3% improvement compared to last week, and 51% last year. USDA also reported 43% of the corn crop is in the dough stage, and 85% of soybeans are setting pods. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. Midwest direct hog markets today are expected to be steady in most areas, but there is a background of firmness, and some areas are expecting slight price gains. Terminals are called mostly steady to 50 cents higher, tops from $47 to $52.25. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $47. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, August 14th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 14,390. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $61 to $72.50. The weighted average, $67.85, a loss of 15 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.43 to $56, and the weighted average was $53.27. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 10,622. The base price range was $63 to $74, the weighted average $71.09, a gain of 87 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.25 to $56.50, and the weighted average was $52.19.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Not much change in the forecast overnight. A frequent succession of small weather disturbances will move across the Midwest and Plains, producing periodic rainfall. Most of the precipitation will be light, but locally heavy amounts will be possible too. Some increase in rainfall was made for Monday and Tuesday of next week in portions of the western Corn Belt. Otherwise, rain amounts are quite similar to those in Monday's forecast. Most areas in the Midwest will receive rain at one time or another during the next 2 weeks, and sufficient amounts will occur to maintain good production potentials. Temperatures will remain seasonable in the first week of the outlook, with highs in the upper 70s and 80s, except a few 90s in the far southwest. Well, they may get in 90s over there. Temperatures should be not quite that hot again for quite a while. The second week of the forecast promises a cooling trend for the most of the Midwest, with temperatures near to below average from August 23rd to the 29th, and highs may be confined to the 70s and 80s during that least portion of that period, which is good news for kids going back to school, I guess. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, showers reported in northern Delta and in random locations across Alabama and northern Florida Monday. Rainfall reached 2.88 inches at Tallahassee, while a few hundredths of an inch to six-tenths of an inch occurred elsewhere. Western Tennessee was the wettest outside of north central Florida. Coverage of measurable rain was 25% in the Delta and 15-20% in the southeastern states. High temperatures were in the 80s from northern Georgia to Virginia, while 90s to near 100 occur in the Delta. No tremendous change of note in the first week of the two-week forecast today relative to Monday's outlook. Little to no significant rain will occur in the Delta, while scattered showers and thunderstorms occur in the southeastern states. Net drying will prevail in the Delta, while sufficient rain occurs in parts of the southeastern states to induce a net increase of topsoil moisture. The second week of the forecast offers a little better opportunity for rain in the Delta, although no soaking rain is anticipated. The southeastern states will continue to receive rain more often than Delta with sufficient amounts to maintain good crop conditions. Temperatures will be seasonably warm in the first week of the two-week outlook, with highs in the 80s and 90s, and a few extremes near 100 may continue in parts of the Delta. Cooling is expected in the second week of the outlook, with highs in the upper 70s and 80s in Virginia and North Carolina, and middle 80s to lower 90s in the Delta and the southeastern states. Crop moisture stress and livestock stress will continue in the Delta this week, but relief is expected next week, and crop conditions in the southeastern states will continue on a favorable basis. In China, rain scattered through the Yellow River Basin in North China Plain Monday. Amounts range from 3/4 inch, most often with a few locations reporting up to 2 inches. High pressure will dominate east-central China the remainder of this week. Very warm to hot temperatures and restricted rainfall will continue. Top soil conditions will continue to firm during the period, and early summer crops will be sped faster into maturation by the weather change, with cotton benefiting most from the drier conditions. A change back to a more normal weather is possible in the second week of the two-week outlook, with increasing rainfall and some cooling likely through the eastern China. The resumption of normal weather will translate into beneficial moisture and a continuation of favorable crop conditions for much of the nation. That's your growing area's weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oltoff.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 446 up 2, last trade up 4 1/4. December 461 3/4 unchanged, last trade up 2 3/4. September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 373 1/2, down 1/2, last trade up 1 1/4. December 394 down 1/4, last trade up 1/4. September corn opened at 222 unchanged, last trade unchanged. December 238 3/4 up 1/2, last trade up 1/4. March 253 1/2 up 1/4, last trade down 4 3/4. May 262 down 1/2, last trade down 1/2. July 272 up 1/4, last trade down 4 3/4. December the red line 290 up 1/2, last trade down 1. September soybeans, the new lead option now that August went off the board yesterday, 556 1/4 unchanged, last trade down 1/4. November 569 1/4 unchanged, last trade up 1/2. January 582 down 1/4, last trade unchanged. September soybean meal opened at 161 up 10, last trade up 40. September soybean oil opened at 2515 up 8, last trade up 8. Join us tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock at the AgriGold Research Farms just east of Tuscola on Route 36 for another one of our AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Panelists for this meeting include Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities, Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, and this man, Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What are we going to talk about tomorrow night?
The size of the crop, whether it's real or not, that's big. That'll be one of the big things. What are the yields going to be? Everything else in between. What should we be doing? How should we market? All of those things.
All the usual things. Of course, the marketing meeting is free. No charge to come. If you would like to make a reservation, though, for some of the other activities going on through the day, you can call 866-313-2145. Let's look at the market today. Let's begin with the soybeans, Pete, because yesterday I kind of wondered if we are seeing a key hook reversal in the market.
Well, yesterday we were down hard in corn, and we were down on beans. Beans, then late in the day, came back and closed up a penny. I think we have to have continuation for a couple of days to be able to call it that. And we are calling things unchanged up a couple on beans today, but there's other people calling them dead cat bounces too.
And what about the corn call today?
Corn call is unchanged up 1, unchanged up 2 also. And yesterday, I mean, it made a big reversal, 4 off its low, but still down 3.5. But again, the crop weather conditions, the crop good to excellent rating, all of those type of things are saying that we are going to have a good crop, and there's no anything serious out there to hurt what we've got right now.
So you're not ready to call that an exhaustion tail on the charts yet?
I'm not ready to call it that. I think we'll be sideways to bounce up and down a little bit, but I still think we have harvest lows to make sometime in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
September wheat invaded its, its June lows in the last day or two. Is the April low, this is the Kansas City variety, 431.5 a target?
I think it is, but also overnight we did have the Kansas City wheat close up. And of all things that, we've got harvest approaching in corn and beans, we've got harvest finishing up in the spring wheat. And as a result of that, I think Kansas City is about ready to turn around.
Does that lend support to Chicago?
If corn continues to stay down, that can help drag on the Chicago. But the Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat, if it would turn around, that would help support Chicago some.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thanks, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.